Park City teachers have historically had what is considered a very comprehensive benefit package. But as teacher contract negotiations continue, still holding the process hostage is the matter of the benefit package. Last year, teachers faced a budget freeze. So as to not add insult to injury, the school board saved the insurance discussion for this year's negotiation. But as school board president Mo Hickey points out, health insurance is one of the highest moving costs.
Not just for school districts, but across the country, as we know. And we have to get a control of those costs. And one of the goals of during the budget last year was to get a hold of our insurance costs.
The insurance committee has been studying how to keep those costs in control for nearly a year and has now passed on a recommendation, which was heard at this week's school board meeting before a room full of teachers. It takes the benefit from an existing 80-20 plan to a 70-30 plan, fully covered by the district.
The insurance committee made this recommendation, so this is coming from, these are employee representatives. We have classified, administrative, and licensed on the insurance committee, and that's where the recommendation is coming from. And the idea being that if we go to the 70-30 and people accept that plan, there's no direct out-of-pocket expense for them. If they choose to buy up, they can buy up.
If the employee chooses to buy up, it would cost them around $45 per month for an individual, around $120 for a family. He says added to the overall insurance cost is a provision of the Affordable Care Act.
If an employee has been working 30 hours or more, we're obligated to cover that employee, and we're looking at that closely. So we have some employees now that are going to be added on to the insurance rolls, and it gets complicated as we're learning.
Those part-time employees, according to the Affordable Care Act, must be offered a similar benefit, Hickey says, and now they're looking at a 60-40 plan for them. Hickey says the insurance piece is a big one, and until it gets figured out, teachers continue to work under last year's contract.
Teachers have a contract. Teachers have continued to be paid. Their benefits are paid in full. Their housing and transportation allowance, professional development, all the things that are part of that have been paid at last year's rates, and we're working on the new compensation piece for it.
That's Park City School Board President Mo Hickey. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.